This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for December 13th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has issued a TFR for the Super Bowl in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Free flight planning websites are being threatened by Flight Prep, which claims a 2001 patent on the underlying technology. The union representing flight attendants at many U.S. airlines testified before the NTSB last week in favor of ending the practice of allowing children less than 2 years of age to ride on an adult's lap on airline flights. Australian investigators say they have identified a potential manufacturing defect with an oil tube connection in the Trent 900 engines installed in some Airbus A380s. Rolls-Royce has modified a pertinent service bulletin. EADS, with the benefit of having seen some accidentally released info from the U.S. Air Force, is now confident enough of winning the KCX tanker contract that it's expediting manufacturing preparations in Alabama. NASA says scientists using the Spitzer Space Telescope have discovered a distant planet with so much carbon, the mountains might be made of diamonds. Mitsubishi will supply the Japan Air Self-Defense Force with a new fleet of advanced UH-60J search and rescue helicopters, produced under license from Sikorsky. Jeppesen has introduced a new situational awareness en route application that features worldwide real-time weather service. It's a new component of the Flight Deck Pro electronic flight bag and works in the air or on the ground. And Kermit Weeks has been inducted into the World Acrobatics Society's Gallery of Legends, but not just because of his work flying airplanes. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about a real headshaker of an accident and the more in-depth question of why we need to look at accidents. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.